Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In a story out of the Lakeville Journal by Lala Hawken, faced with declining enrollment projections, the North Canaan Board of Education has considered the prospect of regionalization of middle school sports at their regular board meeting. The Board of Education chairman reported on the work of a regional committee charged with considering the combined programs and how they might work. The board decided to accept the idea of a plan to move forward with pursuing study of the options, looking to start any new program during the 2020-21 school year. Film Columbia, Columbia County's premier annual cultural event, will mark its 20th anniversary, running 18th through 27th of October, with more than 60 preeminent films. More information, filmcolumbia.org. Cornwall Consolidated School's 17th annual walkathon kicks off today. The event will both begin and end near the Cornwall Consolidated School. It begins at 1 p.m. Proceeds from the walk will be divided evenly between Cornwall Food and Fuel and the 8th grade class, both current and upcoming. You can get some early holiday shopping done stopping at the Christmas Bazaar and Food Sale at the First United Presbyterian Church on Friday and Saturday from 10 till 2, located at 3039 Church Street, Route 199 in Pine Plains. Avereth of Southern Berkshire on Route 23 in Great Barrington presents another Nosh Knowledge Get-Together featuring author Alice Hoffman discussing her latest novel. That happens at 10:45 this morning. Coming up today at noontime, Noble Horizons welcomes cardiologist Dr. Donald Soucier from the Heart Center at Sharon Hospital discussing the topics surrounding women's cardiac health. More information, noblehorizons.org or 860-435-9851. In Cornwall today at 1 o'clock, the walkathon, of course, and at 4 o'clock, auditions for Town Hall Players Variety Show. In Millerton, New York, a Red Cross blood drive will take place today from 3 till 7 p.m. at the Firehouse on Century Boulevard. To make an appointment, redcrossblood.org or 800-733-2767. Artist sculptor Carl Souther will have an exhibit and sale of his works, Earthbound Buddha. It opens up today at Noble Horizons, 17 Cobble Road. There's a reception from 5 till 7 p.m. Light snacks and beverages with staff of the Pine Plains Free Library today at 6 p.m. They celebrate the work of Angela Miskus, who will be displaying her paintings to the library until early December. The annual Haunting in the Hills will take place today from 6:30 till 9 p.m. Those who want to participate meet at Fountain State Park in Great Barrington. Dewey Hall on Main Street in Sheffield presents a swing dance featuring Twang Busters tonight. A dance lesson takes place at 7:30, followed by the concert an hour later. Tickets and more information at 413-229-2357. Bulk Trash Day comes up on Saturday from 8 till noon. The village of Millerton in the town of Northeast. Residents can bring their waste items as well as lawnmowers, junk, appliances, and carpeting to the town garage at the corner of Fish and South Center Street. The Little Guild Run and Wag 5K will be held on Saturday at the Cornwall Town Green on Pine Street in Cornwall. More information, runandwag5k.com. The annual Apples and Things Fair will be held on Saturday from 10 till 2 at the Falls Village Congregational Church, with proceeds benefiting the church's local and worldwide outreach. There's lunch, a bake sale, handcrafted items, and more. Climate Smart Community Task Force meeting is happening in Ancrum, New York this morning at 10 o'clock. In Kent, the First Congregational Church will hold its annual Harvest Fair Fest. That'll happen on Saturday with a quilt show, flea market, and traditional turkey dinner. The quilt show runs from 10 to 3. Crafts will be for sale till 4 o'clock. Turkey dinner served from 4 until 8 p.m. Kent Memorial Library will host two candidates for First Selectman on Saturday at 1 p.m. Town Hall. Questions for the candidates may be dropped off at the library. The event is free and open to the public. Registration ahead of time is required. More information, kentmemoriallibrary.org. The 2019 annual Chicken and Rib Cook-Off, hosted by Sunday in the Country Food Drive to raise funds for the food drive, will be held on Saturday from 2 to 4 at the American Legion Post, Route 1 in Millerton, New York. Housatonic Child Care Center has a wine and beer tasting and silent auction in partnership with Salisbury Wines. That happens Saturday from 5 till 7 at the Grove. Tickets are available at the door. More information at 860-435-9694. The Sheffield Boy Scout Troop 28 serving up a roast beef dinner on Saturday evening from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Legion Hall on Route 7. Town of Great Barrington accepting bulky waste at the recycling center on Saturday. For residents only, no businesses will be accepted. It'll be open from 7 until 3 p.m. The Media Fire Company sponsoring its monthly all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast on Sunday from 7:30 to 11 at the Firehouse on Mechanic Street. $8 for adults, children and seniors at $7. Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club Turkey Shoot will be held Sunday at the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club on Route 7. There's no pre-registration. You can show up and sign up and shoot that morning. Sheffield Historical Society's fall exhibit, Sheffield's Freedom Fighters from Mumbai to the 54th Massachusetts Regiment, runs through October 20th at the Old Stone Store, located at 137 Main Street in Sheffield. Cornwall, there's an open house at the Firehouse taking place on the 20th from noon till 4 p.m. at the Firehouse to allow the public to see recent renovations to the building. There'll be equipment demonstrations and games for children. Congregational Church of Salisbury presents a concert with organist Monica Chowis and recital October 20th at 3 p.m. Admission is free. Donations are encouraged to help fund future concerts. Civic Life Project presents films produced by students at Sharon Center School on Sunday, October 20th from 4 till 5 p.m. It'll be at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, and those films will be from Sharon Center School students. Following each film, there'll be a conversation between the audience and the filmmakers. More information at HotchkissLibrary.org or CivicLifeProject.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, InterlakenInn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, SalisburyBank.com on the web.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 23.90 to 27,025.88 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today at 8156.85 and the S&P 500 2997.95. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.